Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson with Warriors of Christ, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our 1,094th episode. I'm so excited. Our topic for tonight is children, obey your parents. Amen. Now, if you are listening via online and would like to speak with me, call in at any time, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to talk to me, have a comment throughout the night, just press 1. So we'll get right into it. As I said, the topic for tonight is children, obey your parents. So it's always a story about how, you know, these topics come about and things like that. So it's always good to reflect. It's always good to just reevaluate yourself, revise. If you have to change anything, do I have to change my attitude, change my heart, the way I approach a certain situation? You may be looking at things about yourself that you may want to change, and especially with the new year coming, and you just want to compare like what you've accomplished last year and what you would like to accomplish and the things, what didn't work, to help you move forward in this new year. So it's always good. And I do a lot of self-reflecting, and it mainly comes like when I have time to just sit down and just, like, in complete, like, isolation, and that usually happens, like, when I'm home and I'm just laying in bed and I'm just thinking about things, thinking about my day, my week, my weekend, depending on what day of the week it is. So it's really, like I said, it's definitely good to reflect. And in that time, this past week that I was just reflecting, I had the opportunity to, like, just go into, sometimes you'll reflect and then you just start going into some memories. And I went into like a memory of me just being a child and just being around my siblings and cousins. And my aunt Juanita, God rest her soul, like she'll always have like some type of Christian thing going on, you know, and just being kids, like you don't want to hear that. You want to watch your TV shows and what you want to watch. But she did have like really engaging Christian programs for us to watch to keep us engaged. And I remember this one, I don't know the name of it, and I probably should have asked my mom like if she remembered the name of it, but I just remember like this guy who would just be talking, it'd be like in a classroom setting, and he'll be speaking with children and just teaching them about different topics in the Bible. And it's just one that always stood out to me, and it was on the topic of obedience and obeying your parents and just telling them how you'll live longer if you obey your parents. So, like, the Bible has always been hard for me, but the guy in the story in this program when I was younger, he told how in the Bible just speaks about children obeying and honoring their parents and how they live long. So that always stuck to me. And I'm not saying that I wasn't like that I was an easy child or I was never disobedient, because I'm not saying that's the case, but I would say like, I think I did a good job of obeying my parents for the most part without causing like, even like in my teenage years, I would say especially in my teenage years, I didn't give much trouble. The only thing I did struggle with growing up as like a little preteen and things like that was like, I wouldn't say talking back, but it probably was, you know, just growing up in a black household, you can't mumble nothing. If mom, dad say something, you do it right away. You can't mumble nothing. If so, disrespectful. So I would, I guess I would be a little sarcastic towards my mom, and it, she didn't like that much. But as I got older, I kept remembering that, like, you'll live longer, and, like, you will, life will be added to you. Like, you would definitely live longer if you obey your parents. Amen. And I just, this is how this topic has come along, like, just thinking about it and just reflecting on myself and God allowing me to go back into that memory, because it took, and not only going back into that memory, I'm thinking, like, it's some areas in my life where I'm really progressing and other areas in my life where I'm just, like, flatline. I'm at that same, I'm just there. Like, I'm just at that same place. There's no progress. There's no progress in that area. And in that area, I was able to see that, like, I'm not being obedient to God. And one of the areas is preaching the word of God. I fell off. The word says that we're supposed to read day in and day out. Amen. In the morning, at night, read our word. We're supposed to be praying. And I haven't been consistent with that. And that's a part of obeying God, listening to his word and obeying God. And a lot of times we're like, Lord, where are you? You said that you will be there. You will never leave me. You will never forsake me. You know, we start throwing his words back at him. And he's like, listen, I'm here. You're not doing your part. And I'm asking God for guidance. I'm asking God to lead, guide me, and direct me. When his word said that if you keep my word will be a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path. You're asking me for guidance, and you're not reading. You're not reading my word. You're not fellowshipping. Because in that, I'm leading you to your next step. You're not applying yourself how you should. Because in that, I will show you the next way to go. I will plant ideas in you so you can see which way you should go. But you're just being stagnant. You're not listening to anything I'm saying. You're not being obedient. So, and God is very, he's amazing what he can do and what he can take you, like, the way God does things, like, just me reflecting and just seeing that. So I thank God for that. Amen. So get your notebooks out. I just wanted to give you that background story, just to be obedient and just to seek God. He is our Father. Amen. We do have these earthly parents. It may be some children listening, some teenagers listening, some college students listening. You still have to listen to your parents. Amen. Even if what they're saying you may not understand it. But they do. They understand the full picture. Amen. So listen to your parents. So get out your notebook, notepad. You know, we always take a lot of notes, go over a lot of scriptures. And as I always say, just remember to go back and read these words and scriptures for yourself. So that's a part of building a relationship with God, and it's not just through his vessels. Amen. So you can know God for yourself, and God may give you a deeper revelation. I always say that. Amen. I'm just man. I'm just a vessel. So I just bless God for tonight. I ask that he will cover this word with the blood of Jesus, and that you will gain knowledge from this, and you will also be able to apply it in your daily life. Okay, so as parents, you know, parents are to teach their children right from wrong. And I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I will hear, like, my siblings, they'll say, like, no, no, or they're like, to, you know, to their toddler, to their child that's growing up, as they are teaching them, don't go near the kitchen. Don't go in the kitchen. Don't go near the steps. They'll have gates so they won't go up or down the stairs, you know. They'll block off the kitchen. And they're showing the children that you can't come near these things because it's dangerous. And as I said before, your parents may tell you things that may say things that you may not understand. And they're telling you this for a reason. Amen? So it will be really hard for a parent to explain, even if the parent wanted to explain to their toddler, hey, do not go in this kitchen. You will, if you go in the kitchen, the stove is on, you will burn yourself. Like, the child will not really be able to comprehend unless that child goes in the kitchen, the child touches the oven, and the child burns themselves. Okay? The child will not be able to comprehend if the parent is saying, don't go near these stairs. If you go near these stairs, you're going to fall down the steps and you're going to break something. The child will not understand that until the child goes down the stairs and breaks something. And then they're like, oh, I know better than to go down those stairs. And or they'll go down the stairs, but they'll proceed the stairs with caution. But it's up to parents, it's parents' job to protect them from those calamities that you would say. Stairs, that's something that a child cannot handle at this age. So until you can handle the stairs, right now I have to block this off. Amen? And that just takes me back to, we're talking about being obedient and obeying, our children obeying us. We have to obey God, and that just takes me back to the first people, you know, Adam and Eve. And I hear a lot of people always say that what they would have done or what they, if they were Adam, if they were Eve, they wouldn't have listened to the serpent. And I can't necessarily say if that's true. So many times we have been put to the test, and we have felt our test of being obedient. You know, many of us have been teenagers when we should have went home right after school, but we stayed on the block, went to a friend's house. Understand what I'm saying? So to be put in Adam and Eve's position and to say what you would or would have done, I don't know if we'll be back here. It just would have been a different Adam and a different Eve. We'll be in the same situation. Eve would have still, whoever Eve was, because I would have been listening to the serpent. Amen. A lot of us do that, especially when the voice of God is not near us. A lot of us begin to listen to the devil's voice, listen to those self-doubting thoughts and things like that, which is the enemy's voice. Anything that is not good is contrary to the word of God. Amen. So, and that, it just takes me back to Adam and Eve, because God is like, they won't understand if I tell them that if they eat, I would just tell them that they're going to die. No, they will not surely die of a physical death right now, but once they eat from this tree, they will have to labor. They will have to work hard and gather their own food. Eve, you're going to have to bear children. You're going to have to bear children, and your children are going to have to work. Adam, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work the field. You're going to have to yield all this stuff. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to be the leader of the home. You're going to have to protect this home. You're going to have to be the breadwinner of this home. I wanted to be that for you. But since you did not listen, God put all these barriers around. You can have anything. Anything in this garden except from that tree. If you eat from that tree, you will die. You could have lived a long life, but now you have to experience death on earth. Now you have to experience death on earth. And not only that, so it went from, I'm sorry, death didn't even start with them. I apologize. So then it went on to the next generation of their children, and it went on to Cain killing his brother. So now Cain was disobedient to God, and in that, he killed his own brother. Amen? And him killing his own brother brought death. So now disobeying, it brings death. And this is how it brings death. It may not be a physical death right then and there, but it leads to so many calamities. Amen? And I don't know how many times, like, I hear of a young person just getting into trouble or just a young person passing, and I will hear, like, their mom told him not to go there. She told him not to hang out with that crew, not to do this, not to do that. And the child is always getting in trouble. And then sadly, it even will lead to that child's death. Amen. Don't go in the streets. Do not go in the streets. If you go in the street, sometimes the parents don't explain to the child that if they go in the street, they will get hit by a car, or they may even die from getting hit by a car because it's too much for the child. It may be too much, but children, you just have to trust that your parent is good for you and your parent will never lead, steer you in the wrong direction. Amen? So just to go back, and God had to put barriers. So that's what a parent does. A parent teaches their child right from wrong. A parent set boundaries to protect their child. Amen? And in them setting boundaries and protecting their child, they're consistent in what they do. Children, obey your parents. It takes a lot of work for them to do this. They have to also sacrifice their time and their energy to be consistent in setting these boundaries. And also, parents, teach your children the word of God. I'm not saying beat it in them. I'm not saying, like, tattoo it on them. But I'm saying teach them not only by just saying, but teach them in your actions and what you're doing, because children look up to their parents. Seriously, like, you can see it in a little girl wanting to dress like her mom or wear the same heels. Like, just look at a little girl and how she'll put on her mom heels. She's imitating her mom because she's liking what she sees, or the son liking what they see in the father. And it comes, a lot comes from what the child sees. So the child is seeing you do wrong, the child is going to want to do wrong. If the child is cursing, and you can't, that child's cursing. You can't be like, where did this child get these curse words from? You know it came from you because you're using the same curse words as them. Amen. So we have to be mindful the way that we speak around our children. We have to be mindful when we tell our children what to do. We have to make sure that we're also doing it ourselves and we're not doing anything contrary to what we have told them. Amen. So our scripture for tonight is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Amen. And the word says, children, obey your parents in the law, in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. Amen. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. Amen. So what is Paul saying? Paul is saying that children should obey their parents. And what stands out to me is in the Lord, for this is right. So Paul is commanding that, and reminding us of that commandment that we should honor, amen, we should honor our parents and the Lord. We should obey them in the Lord. And obey is a word of, is to comply with, amen, a request or something. It's to comply. So to obey is to comply. It is to submit yourself to an authority, someone who is higher than you. So obey is an action word. You cannot, you have to be ready, like you have to do the work, amen? Obedience is work, as I said, like that reading, that takes work to obey God and to read his word day in and day out. That's work. You have to put action to it, verb, action, word, okay? So in verse 1, it's saying that, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So this is telling me that, it's so obeying God, obeying your parents is pleasing to God. Obeying your parents It's a service and it's a honor to the Lord. It's pleasing to God. If you would turn with me, and I'll even tell you where it says that it's pleasing to God. In Colossians 3:20, it says that children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It's telling us that it is well-pleasing to the Lord. This pleases him in the sight. Amen? Because God, he created life. He was the first father. He was the father to Adam and Eve. And for them to obey him, it was pleasing to him. So when he came back and he did not see them, and he was asking, where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? He was disappointed. That disobedience that they have eaten from the tree of life, that displeased God so much and he became so angry. Amen? So for us to obey our parents is like another chance. So God seeing that you're obeying your parents, wow, you will have long life on this earth if you listen to your parents. As I said, your parents will not steer you in the wrong direction. Amen? Most parents will not steer you in the wrong direction. So it is pleasing. So it's right, it's rewarding, and it's an honor to God to obey your parents, which is an action word. And also, parents, respect your children. If you go down to Ephesians 6:4, it says, and you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Amen? So do not provoke your children. Parents, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not egg on things. You're the parent. You set the rules. You're training your child. You set these rules. Do not provoke them and to be angry at you and cause them to disobey you. Amen? Set the foundation. Do not provoke your children. Parents, respect your children. They are a blessing from God. Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5 says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Amen. So this is telling us that children are a heritage. This is something that will continue your legacy, amen, will be passed down on from generations to generations to show how you have taught your children. So parents, teach your children the word of God. Teach your children to respect and obey authority figures, to respect and obey their teachers. Respect and obey their coaches, whoever is in their grandparents. Mothers, teach them to respect their fathers. Fathers, teach your children to respect their mother. Amen? You have to teach your children these things. It starts within the house and home. Amen? God has made us in his image, and he said, I'm going to make men in my own image. Create man, create woman. They shall multiply. Amen? So it's so important for us to be parents, for us parents to set the example. God has set the example for us over and over. And we are human and we do fail. But it's important for us to, even if we have to take that step to apologize to our child, if we have gotten out of hand, if we have yelled at them, if we have even spanked them and went too far, if we have to apologize to them, let's be the bigger parent, apologize to them and show them what apology looks like, sincere apology looks like. Let's take that step in being parents to respect our children. Amen. We don't want to provoke them, not only into anger, but provoke them into sin of hating us and bringing that hatred and harboring, like, they may harbor these things for years and may not say anything. Amen. We don't want to provoke them into harboring unforgiveness within them. Amen. So if we have to take that step to be, say, hey, listen, I apologize. I got out of hand. I know what I said. I know how I went overboard with hitting you. But this is what you do have done that got me upset. Start opening that door. Break those chains of abuse or whatever, however you grew up. And if it wasn't right, change that dynamic. Amen? Because if not, your heritage will continue to keep making the same mistakes. And I'm telling you, like, the field that I work in, just seeing these children from a lack of parental guidance, just the lack of just anything, neglect, it affects a child's upbringing. It affects the way that they interact with their teachers. It affects the way that they interact with their parents. So when I say these things to parents, if you have to be the bigger person, if you have to break a generational chain of abuse, you know, what people may say, they just need their behind whooped or whatever they may say. If you have to break that, break it. I'm not saying don't spank them, but to really beat your child with a belt, to beat them with a shoe, that is complete abuse, and that's not teaching them. That's only teaching them violence. Amen? So I am your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live with Blog Talk Radio on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are just joining us, we're just going over the topic of children, obey your parents, and we're coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 now. And if you are listening via online and would like to speak with me, your host, at any time, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to speak with me, have any questions, any comments, just press 1. We're here. If you may be shy and you want to say something, add a comment, just send me a text and I can read it off. And let's get right back into it of parents not provoking their children, parents just respecting their children and just taking on that, being a bigger person and breaking, those generational curses. Amen. Because as Psalms 127 said, that your children, they're your heritage. Amen. They are your legacy. So you will be from generation to generation. So your children, they are your fruit. What does your fruit say? How are your children? That will tell you if you bear good fruit or not. Amen. They're from your womb. If you were a tree, in the leaves, so your children, you are a tree, your children, they are the leaves. Have they fallen and withered? Amen. Or are they still holding on to your branches and still feeding on? Amen. To the things that you have taught them as they have grown. And are they continuing this and teaching these to their children? So their children will teach it to their children. So their children will teach them how to behave, amen? We have to teach our children how to be rich, not just financially, but to be rich within spirit, to be rich within our souls, amen, to be rich within our minds. There's a lot of poor children in the mind that they are truly poor. And when I say this, I really mean the way that they think. Amen? Or the way, the lack of them not being able to think shows how poor they are. So we want to start pouring into our children and taking our children to different places, taking them out of their comfort zone in this environment. Even if you like, even go in the West Philly area, like I work out there now in that area, and like the nature is so beautiful. Start taking, they don't have to just stay around in the neighborhood and walk those. It's more to Philly than just the violence that you hear about every day. Like, start showing them nature. You can even take them in a suburb outside of Philly. Amen. Show them different, like, it's more to life. You can definitely come back to your community, but it's more than what you see. I know, like, it's more to life. It is so much more to life. So we have to start teaching our children that you are rich in what you think. You are rich in what you do. Put your thoughts to action. Amen. This is your legacy. How do you want your legacy? When you are not here, what will your great-grandchildren say about you? Your great-grandchildren will know about you. Amen? Amen? Your great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren should know about you. And know what you did and know what you've done and what you sacrificed. Amen? Because it will be told from generations to generations. Amen? Amen. So that's enough on parents just respecting their children and just knowing that your children, they are a blessing to you. It's what God has given you, you know, in this life to reproduce and to just make more children to keep this circle of life going. Amen. But we just have to remember to mention him. And as I said, disobeying God, it will bring calamities. And what I mean about calamities, about parents not teaching their children the word of God, you will begin to see chaos, not only the word of God, but just teaching them right from wrong. You will begin to see chaos within your family. Amen? You will see just chaos within the world. So many, like, if you listen to the music today is just filled with so much drugs and so much violence, so much hatred. Not just towards other people, but it's so much hatred towards themselves. Like, the people are really, these people, these children, I call them children because they are teenagers. They're young. Young as like 13, young as 14. And they come out with these songs with a catchy beat. And if you listen closely, you'll just see how you'll hear how depressed these children are. And they're using so many drugs to suppress their feelings, to suppress and get away from their reality. A lot of them lack parental guidance. A lot of them are neglected. A lot of them are being raised by a grandparent, by auntie, uncle, for whatever reason, because of incarceration of the parent or parents. Amen? And we see this in our society that just, I'm a criminal justice major, you know, and in that field, it just tells us about, we do a lot of statistics and crime rate and things like that. And the most likely who would be criminals, those who lack knowledge and things like that. And one thing that really stood out to me, it was just saying that how a child is more likely to be incarcerated if one or more of his parents, of their parents, was incarcerated in the male, the black male, is at a higher rate, amen, to be incarcerated if one of his parents are incarcerated. And it just takes me back because it's a continuous cycle of you just keep seeing a father incarcerated, and then you just see a few years later in the neighborhood, you see that their son is incarcerated, and then they just have, that's their heritage, that's their line of just continuous incarceration of the males and their family. That's something that's a norm. That's something that has become a part of their family heritage. Amen. And it's up to the next father to break that generational curse. But it's going to have to take light to come into that father's area. So that's where people who are working with children come in there. That's where your light should be shining, because your light may be the only light that they see. So represent God wherever you are. Show that light. That's when that light's supposed to be on the best, like the most, like when you're out. It's not when you're, it's not on your Sunday, and your Sunday, on your Sunday while you're in church. It's not just when you're home reading your word or just praying. It's also outside when you're walking, when you're encountering people. Amen. It's when you're interacting with those children that you see on the block. I'm telling you, you may be the only light that they see. You may have been the only smile that has smiled at them. So it's up to us as well to show our light wherever we go, because that's an opportunity for that child to see. Amen. See God, to see a way out. Amen. So this is what happens when there is a lack of parental guidance. A lack of parental guidance brings chaos within the world, within society. It brings rebellion, amen, within society. And in Luke 12:51, it says, "Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house there will be five divided, three. There will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." So this is just telling us that this is how we also notice the end times. And I know this has been going on for years, but it's still a part of the end times, amen, of just house going at the house. The household is going against each other. There's no way that the mother, who is the authority figure over her daughter, should be division between them. Amen. It can be disagreement, but to have division in a household, that brings chaos to the world. Amen. To have the father against his son, that's division within a family. Amen. Two against three. Amen. So it'll be the parents against the children. This is what this is telling me, what I'm seeing. Amen. This comes with a lack of supervision, a lack of parental guidance, that the household is divided. Amen. So we have to be mindful. We have to make sure we continue to teach. You know, Proverbs 22, it just tells us to train up our child, you know, in the way that they should go, that they will never depart from the word, that they will never depart from your teachings, what you are telling them right from wrong. Teach your children about obedience and the importance to obey, what it means to obey and why it's so important. And just keep instilling that into them until they finally understand, until they finally get it. Amen? This is not something that you just say once in a while. This is something to... Parenting is something that's done consistently. And I don't understand how people just have children and not think about it, have children and not want to take that, like, you have these children and you don't want to take responsibility. It's something that I would never understand. Amen. I always look and I always see, I don't want to be in this situation. I don't have money for this right now. I don't have money for that. So I always just, I thank God that I wasn't a young parent. Amen. Because I would be lost. I would have been completely lost. Amen. It would have been tough. And it's hard raising a child and you're just a child yourself. Amen. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it is hard. Amen. You know, I do know mothers who were young or teenage mothers, and they then had children in their older, you know, in their older adult life, that they said, wow, like, this time around, like, I know what to do. I'm mature. I had the finances. I'm mentally prepared for it. So I would encourage, like, if you're young and you're listening to this, I'm telling you, like, whatever you're going through and you think that a baby will solve the problem, the baby won't solve your loneliness. It won't fill that void that you're having. You have to seek peace within yourself. Amen? Because think about it. If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling sad, if you feel like you have nobody, so once you have this child, you put all those feelings on and into the child, whether you know it or not. Amen? Whether you know it or not. Talking about obeying. Amen? Children, obey your parents. And we're also letting the parents know to protect your children. Be there for them. God has given you this special gift to be there for them. Amen? And I know, like, it may be hard. It may be hard, especially those young parents or the parents of multiple children. Amen? It may be hard. It may be hard. I do have a caller, and I'd like to bring the caller on before we do the call of salvation. Amen. Amen. So I'll do the call of salvation actually first and then add the caller on. So this is I love this part of the show because I'm telling you, like, the call of salvation, just to draw lost souls, just to knowing and understanding Jesus Christ, because without him, you won't understand the parental guidance, amen? You won't understand the love that God has for you. You won't understand why God is holding something back from you right now, amen? You must first go through his son, amen? You must seek him first. And that's the only way you can get to God, amen, is through Jesus Christ. A lot of us are lost parents. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go, and we may be single parents, amen? But I'm telling you to look to God first, amen? Look to God, pray. It's nothing like a sincere, faithful prayer, amen? So if that is you, I just want you to know that all you have to do is just believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord, he is your personal Savior, and that he will bring you out of whatever it is that you are going through. And that, know that whatever you have done, whatever sin that you have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, that he will forgive you. So just confess all your sins to him. Just pray with a sincere heart, like, you are my Lord, you are my Savior. I trust and I believe in you, that you will lead me, that you will guide me. I will do what you ask me to do. I will submit myself to you. Amen. Confess your sins. And if you truly believe that, then you are saved. You are saved. Amen. You are truly saved, but you have to submit. Amen. Get yourself in a Bible-believing church. Get yourself into just fellowship with people that are like-minded and people that are around you. Amen. And you may have to distance yourself from people that are around you. Amen. So I'd like to bring Brother Rob on for announcement.
All right. Yes. Real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a Product Purpose Cam Network. We thank each and every one of you for calling in and listening in online. We thank you so much. No matter where in the world you are, we appreciate your listenership. We thank you so much. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or say send a prayer request. We are glad to honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on Facebook where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And also you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom where you can listen to any of our past or previous shows. And you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Just simply type in the show name or the host name and you can get the radio content right there. And we thank and appreciate each and every one of you that would like to do that. We appreciate that. But God's will and God's blessing will be joining us at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour. And that's going to be hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Also, we'd like to invite you to listen in on our morning word of inspiration. You can go to any of our social media pages. We're also on LinkedIn under Purpose Kingdom, where you can get a morning word of inspiration. And that's on anchor.com or Anchor FM. And like I said, if you just wanted to get a morning word of inspiration, you go into any one of our social media pages where you can follow the link and listen in to our morning word of inspiration. Also, before I hand the show back over to Dominique, we just want to, if you will, just press 1 and wish her a happy birthday. With that being said, we'll turn the show back over to you, Dominique.
Thank you. You said what?
you got two callers now.
I'll like to bring one of the callers on. Amen.
Can you hear me testing on the mic?
Amen, caller.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me? Testing on the mic.
Yes, I can hear you.
All righty, thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful to be here tonight. I just feel so blessed, and I just want to share something about what you were saying earlier when you were
mm-hmm.
talking about young mothers and whatnot, and about, you know, how special their relationships are with people outside of themselves. I think that's what you were talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I wanted to point out was because I'm a father and I have a little girl and she's
mm-hmm.
a big girl now, obviously. But, when little girls are little, they want to be the center of their daddy's world. You know, they do all these little things to get their
mm-hmm.
daddy's attention. And then when daddy starts acknowledging them and stuff, it really means a lot to the babies.
Mm-hmm.
It just means everything for a little girl. And some little girls have been bankrupt of love
mm-hmm.
from their father. And I just wanted to, I don't mean to be, you know, looking at things that are bad, but these are traumas that happen to little girls, and they're far reaching into their adult lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a story behind every little girl that is living in a big girl's body.
Mm.
And I've listened to the stories, you know, and that's the reason
yeah.
why my eyes get wet because of that.
Yeah.
It hurts, you know, and I can feel that because I can sympathize with them. I have the ability to sympathize with these people, and not in the way that I've been in those shoes like them, but in some kind of way I can relate somehow. And
mm-hmm.
people wouldn't want me to have to explain everything. I just want to say something, that's all. And the knowledge of good and evil,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge of good and evil is a perverted way.
Mm.
And since God is the only one who could
mm-hmm.
teach man the difference between the truth and a lie would be himself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you open up the Word of God and you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, these words that are written on the pages in the Bible are not just written words. It's the living word to you. So
it's
you're
a word.
So you're coming to the feet of Jesus like Mary did, and you're not like the other lady who was busy doing this and that. She should have been over there sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to what Yahweh was saying through his word, because when Yeshua opened his mouth, what came out was Christ's word. Christ was in that body, and Christ came down from heaven and put on a physical body. So sometimes you may think you know something, but you have to come down to where people are that you can teach them. And it's not you teaching them, it's the Holy Spirit who taught you the word of God. Because you don't listen to what man says about what he thinks God says to you. You listen to what God says through his word, which he made alive to you. So you don't have to get messed up and listen to that in the religious world.
Yes, amen. Thank you. What's your name? Thank you for your time. We do have to take on other callers, but I just want to say thank you for your comment and for your time. What's your name?
My name is Wayne Busy.
Wayne Busy?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. I definitely appreciate it. Have a blessed night. Amen. Amen. I like what Wayne said about just, you know, daughters being a center of their daddy's world. And that's definitely true, you know, just giving out some examples of just how daughters do look up to their mothers. And sons look up to their fathers. But, yes, definitely woman, that's the first example of a man that the child, the daughter has, you know, of their father. So how the father treats them is how they will see men and view men and how they will want to be treated. So there are a lot of women being being robbed of that father experience, amen, due to, as I said, is a lot of incarceration within the black and brown communities, things like that. So it's different. It's crazy. So you can only imagine how that affects her adult life and how it affects her interaction with dating and the dating world with her spouse and things like that. Amen. So I do want to bring on the next caller. Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What up, what up, what up? How are you?
I knew it was you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Why you knew it was me? Because I was coming.
I knew it was you.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's a story
yeah.
right there. I got a story. I'm trying to tell you. I grew up in a crazy way. And I like how you said that. That little girl in that adult woman's body. And Wayne, I heard you. Shout out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're listening because it's going to take everybody to hear something and pass it on. Girl, you know how many people are going to be blessed just by hearing this word?
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, you bless me. You bless me because I'm not even finished yet. I'm not all the way there yet. But I had a daddy. I love my daddy to death, but I had a mean mom. I don't even want to say she was mean, but she just didn't take no mess. But like you said, there's a thing in there that we grow up, and if we don't actually fix it and we don't check it and we don't talk about it, it grows into resentment. And then your resentment grows into anger. And then your anger is expressed in everything, in all things, in all different ways. And you don't even know why. You got to get back to the root. So my love, happy new year, 2020.
Happy new year, 2020.
I'm trying to tell you, 2020, that was awesome, Dom. That was awesome.
Thank you so
thank you from the baddest girl. I'm going to tell you, you did a good job. You done did real well.
Amen.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Love you. Good night. Amen. I just praise God, you know, as I said, these are, like, this is his word. I'm just a vessel in the name of Jesus. Like, I'm a sinner. As I said, like, it's been a struggle with just praying day in and day out, reading my word day in and day out. But just moving forward, I will do my best to be obedient to God. I will do my best to not purposely pick Netflix over reading the word. Amen. And then, as I said, always just with repetition, with consistency, that these things will just come like a second nature. And that's where God says that I will give you the desires of your heart. So his desire will become my desire. Amen. I pray that for everyone tonight, that we will be able to obey God, and not just in a fearful way, but in a desiring way, that we will have a desire to obey him. We will have a desire to want to serve his people. We will have a desire to want to parent the children that he has given to us. Sarah cried for a child, and she gave him right back. She gave Samuel right back. This is a child that you have given me, and I'm going to raise him up with honor. I give him back to you. He's gonna stay on the straight and narrow path. Amen? So I just pray that we just have that burning desire. And as Sister Adrian said, that it's up to us to break that cycle. You know, we are coming from, some of us come from messed up situations. Amen? And I'm not taking it away. And there's trauma that is going on. But use these lights. Keep walking towards the light. The people that you have in your corner, the little lights that you have, they're not little. They're actually big. Amen? It will mean so much more. Utilize those resources. Utilize those resources to break those chains. Each generation is supposed to get better. Amen? It's not supposed to be worse. You're supposed to be better than your parents. Amen? Your children should be better than you. Amen. So I pray that this word has touched you. And I just want to leave with something else about obedience. And we always say that we should be Jesus-like. Amen. What would Jesus do? That's like even a common saying. What would Jesus do? And did Jesus obey? Jesus did not only obey our Father in heaven, the one who has sent him. Jesus also obeyed his earthly parents. Although he was above his earthly parents, he obeyed them. Amen? At a young age, he was, at the age of 12, he was ready to go out and minister. You can remember in Luke chapter 2, he was just out just preaching. They went to Jerusalem, his family and him, they went to Jerusalem to the Passover, to that feast, and them going to that feast and the Passover, like, he just started preaching the word. And his parents didn't even know, and he was out in Jerusalem preaching the word for about 3 days. And they were looking all over for him, mom and dad just looking for him, being so worried for their child and just looking for him. And in that, this is from Luke chapter 2, from like 41 to 49, and they were looking for Jesus, and they finally found Jesus. And verse 48 says, so when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. So in that, they were like wondering where he was at. They were very anxious, and it put a fear over them that they, you know, they couldn't find their son. Think of this day and age, if you cannot find your child, you're going to be fearful, you're going to be scared, you're going to want to call the police and things like that. So they're human, amen? Let's put this in real context. A lot of us just look at the Bible and just look at it as a fable and a book of just many fables, but this is the living word. This is truth. This is definitely true. So they felt it. And then Jesus in verse 49 goes on to say, and he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? So Jesus told them, like, listen, Mary. He didn't say it like this, of course. So, of course, he didn't say it like this. But he's like, listen, Mom. It was the way you even got pregnant with me. It was very unique. And no pregnancy will ever come like this through a virgin. Again, amen. The first, the last, and the only that this pregnancy will come. I'm sent by God. So I want to start early. I want to start doing his missionary work. I want to start calling his people right now. I'm ready right now. I have the knowledge right now, and I'm ready. But this is so amazing. It says, but they did not understand the statement he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. So in a way, he was subject to be submissive. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and in men. So in your submission to your parents, in your submission to even us as adults, in our submission to those who are of authority figures to us, whether we're at a job and we know we're ready for the next step, we know that we have the skills and the ability to move on and to move on to the next position, to increase, you know, to just progress in our field. We know we're ready. But we may have an authority figure over us saying, no, it's not time, not yet. They're still grooming you for whatever reason. And I'm not talking about somebody who wants you to be in the same, no, not, let's not get it twisted. Someone who wants you to be in the same place for the next 5-20 years. I'm not talking about someone that's suppressing your blessings, suppressing you, period, from growing. I'm talking about someone who's really looking out for the best interest of you. So you won't sink when you go to the next step. Amen. So in that, you will grow wisdom. If you be obedient and listening to your authority figures tell you to hold on a minute. Hold on a minute before you take that next step. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. So this is what Jesus was, this is what Mary and Joseph was telling Jesus, just to hold on for a minute, okay? You're still young. You're still young. There's still things that you need to know. You're still young. You still need to know some things, okay? It's not time for you to do the work of God, you know? And in that, it said he went down with them, and he listened to his mother. His mother kept these things in her heart, and he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So he, in that, it just shows. So God favored him. We already know God favored Jesus. Amen. That's his only begotten son. But he favored him. It said this right after he submitted to his earthly parents. He said, listen, Jesus can say, I'm ready. I'm ready, God. Like, just take me. I'm ready. I'm ready right now at 12 years old. To serve you. I'm ready to lay down my life. But what would have at 12 years old, can you imagine a 12-year-old being persecuted, being put on a cross? I don't know if Jesus at 12 could have handled that pressure. Amen? Amen. So even Jesus was obedient. So I want us to leave with that, to remember that even Jesus was obedient to his earthly parents, that he is actually higher than. Amen. So in closing, I just want everyone to be mindful. I want children to obey their parents. I want parents to obey their children. Take care of their children. And then taking care of your children, parents, be mindful of who you procreate with. He cannot just be cute. She cannot just be cute. It has to be more to that. Amen? This is the person that will help me bring forth the child of God, to bring on forth the next generation of God's children, the next generation to change this world. Amen. So be obedient because it is right. Because it is right. Amen. It is right to be obedient to your parents. It is right to be obedient to God. It's rewarding and it is long life. Amen. So as I always say, just pray for me. I pray for you. And with Lord's will, I will see you in the next 2 weeks. I pray that this message has touched your heart. And until next time, deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.